With the news that makes you think, I'm Kevin McCullough. Donald Trump Jr. acknowledged in an exclusive interview on Tuesday night that he probably would have done things a bit differently when he met with a Russian attorney during his father's presidential campaign in 2016. Governor Mike Huckabee said on Twitter last night, liberal media is in a frenzy because Donald Trump Jr. released all his emails. Should have just deleted them. We know that's fine with some. He went on to say that this is pre-Russia fever. This was pre-Russia mania, Trump telling Fox News' Sean Hannity. I don't think my sirens went off or my antenna went up at this time because it wasn't the issue that it's been made out to be over the last 9-10 months. The Iranian cancer researcher who was detained at Boston's Logan International Airport along with his family and sent back to his home country on Tuesday was not a result of President Trump's travel ban, a spokeswoman from the U.S. Customs and Borders Patrol said. Stephanie Malin, the spokeswoman, said Moshan Devnavi and his family were detained for reasons unrelated to the Trump executive order. She said the stop was based on information discovered during the agency's review. She did not elaborate. A 31-year-old mother and former Connecticut high school teacher was arraigned with her husband standing by her side on charges that she sexually assaulted a special education male student. Laura Ramos, who is charged with second-degree sexual assault, admitted having sex with an 18-year-old student a handful of times from December 2016 to April 2017, according to a video statement from police officials. And in financial news today, Janet Yellen will be before the House Committee on Financial Services.
And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide, no arms for terrorists, and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700. And for more news that will make you think, join me at TheBingeThinker.com.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we've got breaking news, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, it's the story that anyone and everyone is talking about it, and doggone it, I hate this. But now I have to talk about it. The idiot Russia story, now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog.
He's come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Someone sent me an email. I can't help what someone sends me. You know, I read it. I responded accordingly. And if there was something interesting there, I think it's pretty common.
I cannot tell you how irritated I am about this today. But here we go. We're going to deal with it. We will address it. We will not spend needless amounts of time on it, but we will address it, and then we will move along. Kevin McCullough, super glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. 888-340-3373. Okay, so last night, Donald Trump Jr. So the evolution of all of this is that Donald Trump Jr. is supposedly, if you believe the media now, to have. If you listen to how the media is reporting this, and Tim Kaine, the senator from Virginia yesterday,
breathless, bated breath. He committed treason. He should be shot. Well, he didn't say shot, but that's what you do to people that commit treason. He committed treason. Okay, a tad bit of understanding of what the actual facts are might help people like Tim Kaine not sound quite so foolish, which I know may be a big stretch for some, but I'm willing to do what I can to help. Last June, before the Russia stuff ever became a story, there was no heat about, you know, oh, did Russia do this or that? It was very much not even a factor in the everyday conversation. A tabloid writer from Great Britain reaches out to Donald Trump Jr. and says something along the lines of, we've got a prosecutor from Russia that has some information about Hillary Clinton that might be advantageous to your dad. Now, this in and of itself has zero to do with a charge of collusion. You just need to understand this. Collusion is a very specific charge. It requires the Russians bringing something to us and us enacting something in return to make said collusion happen, therefore, proceeding forward. But Don Trump Jr. types back to Rob Goldstone, and says, if it's what you say, I love it. Because this was supposed to be some salacious information about Hillary. It was going to help the campaign, whatever, to whatever degree. Friends, this happens all the time. It's called opposition research. In fact, the Hillary campaign got almost an identical phone call from somebody in the Ukraine saying they had dirt on Trump's team. And they were willing to meet with Hillary's. And I think they may have met. So you've got people. And by the way, back when Clinton was running for re-election, you had the Chinese donating millions of dollars to the DNC, millions of dollars to the elect Clinton campaign fund. And what was it for? They were trading for influence in the future administration. That was a quid pro quo. That was a foreign government trying to not only impact the election, but then trying to get policy concessions for it. There was never any, and that's why they had to give the money back. That's why the Clinton people had to give money back in the millions of dollars. All of a sudden, Donald Trump Jr. has an email that says, hey, this meeting may have some incriminating information about Hillary. Would you be interested in hearing it? And then they go and they sit down and the woman doesn't have any information. They don't start talking about it. And they break up the meeting just a few minutes later and everybody goes their separate ways. As Byron York wrote in the Washington Examiner today, and he had a great line. I wanted to try to quote it verbatim. Because it was something along the lines, and I'm not finding it right in front of me at this very moment. But it was something along the lines of, can we actually punish someone for a crime that never even happened? Which is what all of the whispering class, the chattering class in Washington, D.C. and in the cable newsrooms of New York, that's what all of this is. It's a discussion of something that never even happened. Oh, but it could have. Now, in fairness, if Manafort, Kushner and Trump Jr. didn't report that they met with a Russian national, this woman turns out isn't connected to the Kremlin, at least by her own concession. So she's not a government official, as best we understand it. The Russians say that she's not a Russian official. She says she's not a Russian official. Now, they could be lying to us. We don't know. But he did not meet with a government official. He met with a woman who said she had salacious information about Hillary Clinton. So he goes on Hannity last night and he says, you know what? Maybe I should have done some things differently.
Honestly, my takeaway when all of this was going on is that someone has information on our opponent. You know, things are going a million miles an hour. You know what it's like to be on a campaign. We just won Indiana, but we're talking about a contested convention. Things are going a million miles an hour again. And, hey, wait a minute. I've heard about all these things, but maybe this is something. I should hear them out.
And the something that they were dangling, by the way, in front of Trump Jr. was, ironically, this is the substance of the conversation, Hillary Clinton's shady ties to the Russian government, which, by the way, no one's talking about, but the Clinton Foundation had all kinds of ties to the Russian government. No one's talking about that. Oh, Trump sat down and gave a woman an audience for 10 minutes. Oh, send him to jail. Tim Kaine, kill him. Treason. So it's just, friends, I just think at times we just got to take a deep breath. Now, what really has happened here? Okay, so they did not disclose that they met with this woman who was a Russian national. That is something that they did wrong that should be made right. I don't know if that means Kushner has to resign from the administration, but if that's what would be appropriate, I am for justice. I want what is right to occur. Manafort's no longer with the operation, and Trump Jr. was never a part of the Trump White House. So they're not even in a position to give stuff away if they wanted to. Jared Kushner, that's a different story because he is, in fact, the chief of staff. But the interesting thing here is that there was no information exchanged. There was no quid pro quo given, which is what you would have to have a collusion crime. And there was nothing done based on this meeting that affected the outcome of an election. And yet one more page is turned. One more smoking gun that's supposed to prove that Trump somehow got Vladimir Putin to change votes in the Rust Belt in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio. Putin was up on his laptop all night long switching votes from one to the other. That never happened. That never happened. It's kind of offensive to me, actually, today, because Evan McMullen and Mindy Finn, two people that, well, I don't know who Evan McMullen is to save my life. He's former CIA, whatever. But his Twitter following is unbelievably awful. You cannot read this. All he does is talk about Russia, and he has worse talking points than the president's actual opponents do. They just don't have any truth to them. Mindy Finn used to actually be a fairly impressive figure in the conservative movement, and I've lost almost all respect for her. They're actually fundraising. They're trying to fundraise as independent conservatives, something or others, against the president. They're sending out, I'm getting blasted with their email blast every single day, asking for money to help further their cause in trying to bring down the president. And I find it really sad. I find it disgusting. Very, very sad. But the long and the short of it is this, friend. Donald Trump should have disclosed it. He didn't. Whatever he should have to pay the price for not doing that. But that's the extent of the wrongdoing here. That's the extent of the wrongdoing. And all of these senators and government people and, of course, the talking heads on CNN and MSNBC just talking, and Shepard Smith on Fox. I mean, it's all over the place. It's more of a bunch of nothing. There's no evidence. No votes changed. We the people in 33 states elected Donald Trump president, and people are trying to undo that. And it shouldn't be done. I'm Kevin McCullough. Much more straight ahead.
Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature. Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did your portfolio move up 22% year to date? If not, listen to what I'm about to say. Are you, like me, concerned about the $19 trillion debt? How about a looming stock market correction? Are banks in trouble? Will we see another 2008 crisis again, but this time also a seizure of your wealth, according to the Dodd-Frank Act? Many economists and billionaires are greatly concerned, and you should be too. Why are central banks buying up more gold than any other time in history? Why has gold and silver been the top-performing asset class this year? And what is this telling us? Learn how to have physical gold and silver in your IRA, in your hands, with no tax liability. Get these answers and more from my friends at Landmark Capital. Landmark Capital specializes in tailor-made portfolios called Your Financial Blueprint. And to get yours today, call my dear friends at Landmark Capital and get the facts. Call 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's a lot of fun in the process of covering news day to day to also sit down with other news anchors, reporters, people that comment on what is happening in the world around us. And I'm really pleased to have my next guest because I think of all the years I've known her, this is the first time that she's appeared on my microphone. we've known of each other and we have mingled in kind of the Christian media circles in New York for a lot of years. Our very good friend Joe Battaglia always sees to it that we have seats close to each other when we go see the Christian movies and stuff. But Lauren Green, the faith and religion editor at Fox News, is with us with her brand new book called Lighthouse Faith. Lauren, it's good to see you.
Hey, Kevin. It's great to be here. This is the first time you've actually interviewed me because I'm always interviewing you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you've had me on various. Well, and you do so many different things at the news channel. But there's a online broadcast that you do that's every week. What's the name of that?
It's called Spirited Debate.
And you usually roll the ball down the middle, and then someone like me and someone like Ellen Ratner try to tackle
fight,
it.
Fight, yeah. You know, it's like,
Well, we have fun. No, I think the spirit of debate can be very engaging if it's done well. And I think that you always do a good job of leading the discussion that way.
Well, I try to be the facilitator, the actual mediator, instead of, you know, I want the guest to actually go at it and not, yeah, unless there's something particular that I think needs to be said.
The shows at Fox are so different show to show.
Yeah.
And a story that I kind of get a kick out of telling is the first time that I went on Megyn Kelly's afternoon show
which was, I think she was the only one at the time that was doing a 2-hour show as a solo host.
Mm-hmm.
But I was always paired with someone who was philosophically opposite than me. And I noticed right away that if you had kind of a weak argument, the attorney in her would kind of pounce on it. And it didn't matter if it was – like I didn't know what Megan believed about whatever the topic was. She just could identify the weak argument and then hit you back on it. So over time, I started preparing much better, differently for that show.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first time I went on Bill Hemmer's morning show with Martha McCallum, I came out of the gate. They asked me some question. I literally did a rhetorical, like, knock the person out. And I look up, and Bill Hemmer's looking at me like, oh. And I was like, oh, this – I don't have to do that on this show. So, but you're more of the straight news. You ask the question and then we respond.
Well, I like the guests to go at it. I mean, that's what I was trained to do as a journalist, is that the two sides really need to go at it and respond to each other.
Yeah.
I certainly have my opinions, but the format is geared for the people to actually say what they believe and give opposite points of view. You know, I'm not an attorney like Megyn Kelly, and I'm not a sports guy like, you know, Bill Hemmer.
No, but you're a great journalist. Lauren Green, the book is called Lighthouse Faith, God as a Living Reality in a World Immersed in Fog. I cannot wait to talk about even just the title of this book. But I want to ask a couple other questions about your day job, because I think a lot of people are fascinated by this. You cover faith as a journalist. What are the ups, downs, all arounds about that? What do you like about it? What do you not like about it? What some have been your best experiences?
Well, what I like about it is that I get to look at news stories, everyday news stories, and look through the eyes of faith. But then what I don't like about some of the challenges is that most people don't understand that every story has a faith angle. Mm-hmm. Every story has to do with somebody's ultimate trust. What is their fundamental trust? And this is the problem why things blow up in people's faces, because people always have a fundamental trust. And that is really a spiritual issue.
Hmm.
Just the story I did yesterday about the little Charlie Gard in England, whose parents are fighting to get him over to the U.S. or to Italy to give him this experimental treatment. And it's almost appalling to a lot of people that the English High Court is preventing them from doing it, because they say he doesn't any more treatment is unjustified. Well, why is a government becoming the moral authority on what a parent wants for their
Absolutely.
Child? That is, to me, a spiritual issue that really points to how the secular humanist religion is the default religion of the marketplace, the worldview.
And has been probably since the late 60s, at least in North America. But it has – I mean, you look at most of Europe and – you do see a largely spiritually dead zone. It's like the nerves are there, the churches are there, but when you tap on them, there's no reaction.
Right.
And those have become like historical landmarks now to go walk through and look at the
amazing
stained glass. But faith is really real in America. And I know that you've covered the Pope. I know that you've covered all kinds of things on behalf of Fox News. What's been one of the most surprising stories you reported on?
Surprising? I don't think there's really been anything that surprising. I mean, you know, 3 hours later, I probably will come up with something that I think was really surprising.
I remembered.
I think the biggest story out there, and I don't think people understand how huge this is the issue of religious liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a fundamental freedom in our country that is really being slowly eroded. And people don't realize this because, like I say, secular humanism has become the default religion of the marketplace. And so people don't understand why certain things now become an issue, because they believe this is right based on what? Based on a secular understanding of the world. Case in point, a bunch of Christian pregnancy centers in Illinois suing the state because the state has passed a law saying that they must basically tell their clients about abortion, about their options in abortion, about what's available. And they're saying, no, we're pro-life. You can't make us and force us to be the mouthpiece for abortion.
Right.
They say this is one that's coming up in Illinois. This is something that New York pregnancy centers have been fought as well. These are these little brush fires out there that say, you know, this is religious liberty an issue, and the secular government is now becoming the sort of moral authority on a lot of these things.
She has much more to say in a book called Lighthouse Faith, God is a Living Reality in a World Immersed in Fog. Lauren Green is her name, and I would encourage you to pick the book up. It is published by the Word Publishing Group, and that's an imprint of Thomas Nelson, so you can get that. And, of course, it's online at Amazon and your favorite bookstore. Coming right back, it's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, TheBingeThinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Kevin McCullough, you wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint. And you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575, or landmarkcapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The name of the book is Lighthouse Faith, God as a Living Reality in a World Immersed in Fog. You can picture it, can't you? The lighthouse, the fog, It's a great picture. You should read the book. It's even better. Lauren Green is its author. We're going to talk about this as we go along. But, Lauren, I want to ask you a couple of other questions about the where we ended in the last segment. You were talking about secular humanism, religious liberty. I think even some of the sexual rights movement that we've seen continually bubble up, whether it be transgenderism or gay marriage or any of these other things, I think these things are all competing. And when you look at it, you know, the religious liberty train is headed in one direction down the track, and right. these other things are all moving directly at it's a head on collision waiting to happen.
Yeah.
What role do you think these issues played in the election last year?
Oh, huge. Huge.
Because a lot of people haven't figured out
huge.
Why Donald Trump had evangelicals voting for him when he has the kind of checkered past that he personally has.
Exactly.
So what's your take on that?
Well, I kept telling people, I said, you know, at the end of the day, they weren't voting for a pastor in chief. They're
right.
voting for protector in chief. And the religious liberty issue had become so big, and a lot of religious people really feared that they would not have a voice unless they picked somebody who would actually defend them. And one of the things I try to tell to liberals, my husband being one of them, actually.
Oh, wow. You're one of those marriages.
Exactly. I said, you know, you really have to take responsibility for a lot of why Donald Trump won. You've got to be culpable in what was going on out there, in that the Obama administration had really taken the country so far to the left so quickly. And there was this sort of left fascism that people were kind of experiencing, you know, the bakers, the photographers, you know, mm-hmm. the people who just wanted to have a livelihood but felt that, you know, being forced to do something that was against their faith was just so not American that they couldn't fight back, and they were losing their businesses. They were losing their livelihoods over this issue. And, you know, more than a decade ago, I actually told my bosses at Fox, I said, you know, I really think that the issue of homosexuality is the civil war of our day, is the cultural civil war of our day. And he goes, ah, da, 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 da. They didn't want to talk about it because it really was quite huge. I said, you don't understand what's going on out there. And it has become this religious liberty issue, and it's the core religious liberty issue. And if you see anything out there that is about religion or it's about any cultural issue, at the bottom of it, somewhere is fueling this, the issue of homosexuality and gender identification, gay rights. All of that basically is at the foundation of it.
Which is all part of the secular humanist worldview that you identified as. One of the reasons that this radio show exists is because I, like yourself, came to this realization a few years ago that there is a moral component to everything that we talk about.
Sure.
Every story in the newspaper. If I wake up in the morning and I choose not to tie my shoe, that's a moral issue. And someone says, well, how do you do that? Well, if I walk out my bedroom door and I fall down my stairs because my shoelace got in the way, and now I can't provide for my my family, even for a period of time, that's a moral construct. It's not you can hardly point to a sector of life that doesn't have a moral component tied to it in some way. Lauren Green is who we're speaking with, and the book is Lighthouse Faith. Let's talk about the book a little bit, Lauren. I don't like to give all the goodies away in advance. I want people to get the book. But you've broken this up into different sections, and I want to let you give the elevator pitch on what the book is about and why you constructed it the way you did.
I'll tell you, I was working on my elevator pitch for about 10 years. That's how long this book really took to kind of be created. But basically, it's the foundation of the world, I believe, is the Ten Commandments. It's how it's structured. And we've, you know, taken it away from walls and courthouses and monuments in front of, you know, public buildings. But honestly, I really believe that this is the core principle of the entire created world, is the Ten Commandments and how it's constructed. And it's basically the structure of the Ten Commandments is this. It's built like a lighthouse, basically. The first commandment, I am the Lord your God, you shall have no other gods before me. There's a parenthetical statement in there that says that he brought you out of the land of Egypt and that sort of thing. But I am the Lord your God, you shall have no other gods before me. And I once heard a really powerful sermon on the Ten Commandments. It said you can't break commandments 2 through 10 without first breaking number 1.
Right.
So all of the laws hinge on keeping God first, right? So all of the law of all of 2 through 10, all of those laws are defined first by their relationship to the first commandment, and then second by the relationship to everything else. And, you know, to my thinking, it sounded like sort of a closed system. And I thought, boy, if you take that out of even the moral component of the Ten Commandments, what you've got is a structure, a physical structure. And then I started looking at that sort of component and started to see it in the physical world.
Hmm.
Now, this is key because if the Ten Commandments is not just a group of moral laws, but an actual description of who God is, now Psalm 19 starts to make powerful sense.
We'll pick up where we're leaving off right there in our next segment. Lauren Green, the Fox News religion correspondent, is with us. Her new book is Lighthouse Faith. Get a copy at Amazon.com. God is a living reality in a world immersed in fog. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists. And they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
History is happening, and Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. She was a competitor in Miss America. She was a reigning Miss Minnesota. She, the first time I ever saw her, I think, was on Fox and Friends years ago with Steve Doocy and Brian Kilmeade, who disturbingly still look like they haven't aged a day since... Do they put them in, like, mothballs at night? What do they do with those guys?
Maybe something. I don't know.
It's weird. It's like they have varnish or something on their skin. Anyway, those guys never seem to get old, but they've been on the air for a long time, so it's kind of interesting. And someone who does not seem to age herself is the woman sitting across the table from me, Lauren Green, Lighthouse Faith.
That's very nice.
Now, just a little behind the scenes, this is the great thing about talk radio, is we're in the break, and the first segment that we did, Lauren goes, oh, that exit music, that's so dramatic. And then we came back with some hip hop and she was, you know, grooving to that. And then the Hamilton and she was dancing. And she music's a big part of your life. You're a concert pianist.
Oh my goodness. I grew up loving music. Music is my first language. Really, I really believe that's the language.
You ever
played
a duet with Condi Rice?
No, but I've wanted to.
That would be so cool.
I played a duet with Daniel Barenboim, who is the
also
an incredible,
impressive.
Yes. So.
Do you speak as many languages as Condi does?
No.
Have you ever met her?
Yes, I have. I actually met her when she played a concert with Aretha Franklin.
Oh.
Yeah, and I met her then, and
she accompanied Aretha, or just
she
made an
kind
appearance?
Of did an. It was with the Philadelphia Orchestra, I believe. It was a concert. It was one of her dreams.
How do I get tickets to that?
I know exactly. Well, you have the same agent. That's why.
Oh, okay. There you go.
You do that. So, but I remember meeting her there, and I was like, oh, it would be so great to play a duet with Condi Rice. Yeah. That would be just incredible.
Well,
maybe she'll hear this, huh?
Do you like football as much as she does?
I actually do love football.
Everybody knows that Condi's a huge football fan.
Yeah, I'm not as big as her, but, you know, when I was younger, I thought, you know, if I were a guy, I'd be a quarterback.
And you, well, that's only because you're so statuesque and so forth. Anyway, you were also part of Governor Huckabee's little scat group.
Plan
and
the Band. The Little Rockers.
But see, coming from a bit of a musical background myself, I know that genuinely classically trained pianists kind of resent playing on plastic keyboards.
Well, I didn't know how to do the whole band thing, and I was when they asked me to do it, I said, "You don't understand. I play classical music. I really don't know how to do this." So just play the chords and the drums and the bass. They'll fill in the rest. I said, "Okay." So I'm like
Now, can you give me a score with the chords written out on them? Then we'll know.
Well, slowly I can do that. You know, the problem is that figured bass in classical music is a whole lot different from the kind of chords in Nashville kind of pop music. So I'm figuring, I'm thinking I'm playing a Bach fugue, and they're actually
there's lots of sevenths and elevenths and ninths and so forth.
Yeah, and they're playing, some blues. So it's like,
But it was fun.
No, it was extremely fun and got to play with some really incredible
the guest artists that would come on
like
each week.
Like Tanya Tucker, the guy, the twist,
Chubby Checker,
yeah.
And the governor, pretty good bass player.
Pretty decent,
decent. No, that was really very,
music is really, and this is why I've actually broken up the book into three parts, and kind of music is one of the applications. And the reason why I broke it up into three parts,
music is one of the structures that you were talking about.
Music is one of the structures, and that was the first structure I actually saw the whole structure of the Ten Commandments in. And these have applications to our lives as well, but the structure is in the form of the Trinity. And I thought, boy, I can make this structure. I mean, the book was going to be like 3,000 pages long if I actually incorporated all the different kind of disciplines. I said, but you know what? No, like Richard Swinburne said, simplicity is truth.
Mm-hmm.
And all you really need to do is break it down into three parts, because that's the Trinity. If God is this, if the Ten Commandments are, in fact, a description of who God is, I only need to break it down into three parts, the three parts of the Trinity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And that's what I did in the book. And that's how it's structured, so that the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit are not just their names, but their functions. And the Father is the covenant of laws, natural laws, the gravity, the electromagnetic forces, all the sciences that we kind of discover, I look at as a covenant.
Mm.
Not just laws, but a covenant, because of a loving God creating an environment for us to live in. And then the second part is the Son. That's the sacrifice. That's biological growth. How do we understand that the idea of death, of life, of pain and suffering? That's because of the Son of sacrifice. And these elements exist in the world in a benign form in science, but they are, God didn't just create another element of the world in order for his son to die.
Mm-hmm.
It was already in the world at the time. And he just basically went into his tool chest of things. And then the glory, that's the Holy Spirit. And this is the element of worship. This is what we put our hearts and minds into. And this is what sustains everything, because we must put our hearts into something. We must believe in something. We don't have a choice of whether to believe. We have a choice of what to believe.
It is really very cool, friends. You need to get a copy so that you can really dig deeper into what Lauren's just been able to touch on here. But I think you're going to be encouraged when you do. It's called Lighthouse Faith: God is a Living Reality in a World Immersed in Fog. And, you know, one of the things that I think that we can always work on, Lauren, is taking those biblical understandings that are inherently true, that we find throughout the created universe, and amplifying them.
Yeah.
The ultimate goal, I talk about this on the show a lot, I want to obliterate confusion, I want to amplify truth, and I want to pursue clarity. And I think that when we are simple and we provide those access points where people can say, that's what God is. Okay,
yeah,
now
yeah.
I can. It's not as scary. And in the secular universe that we opened our discussion with, this is the kind of thing that if we don't begin to build bridges as people of faith for those, there's going to be a lot that just will never be able to comprehend or grasp or even take the first step. And I don't think it's up to us to make sure that they get across the finish line, but we are supposed to be a doorway at every turn. And you've done that masterfully in Lighthouse Faith, and I want people to get a copy for themselves. Actually, get a couple. Give one to a friend. In fact, do a small study. Your small group or your Sunday school class would benefit from going through this book together. And I think it would be of huge benefit for you to do that. It's published by Thomas Nelson. People who published my last book. They're good people. Lauren, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Great to
be here. Kevin McCullough Radio. We continue from New York next.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really has made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Just a reminder, if you have not participated in the summer contest with my very good friends at Lord's Diamonds to win an anniversary ring this summer, a beautiful blue sapphire and diamond anniversary ring worth up to $3,000, you can email me at kmcradio@gmail.com to enter, or you can go to my flagship station, am570themission.com's website, am570themission.com, and register either one of those ways. But no matter where you are, no matter where you're listening, you could be listening to the Czech Republic right now, and you might be. And you could, in fact, win, possibly, the beautiful blue sapphire and diamond anniversary ring worth $3,000. Email me at kmcradio@gmail.com to enter, or go to am570themission.com. You'll get the details there. All right. I want to direct your attention to why it is important we get off the Donald Trump Jr., Russia, blah, that we keep dealing with. Because today it was reported that an illegal immigrant who had sneaked into the United States from Mexico seven times he has come into this country, was driving drunk and speeding down a Nebraska highway when he crashed his van late last week. Killed a passenger sitting in the back of the vehicle, the prosecutor said. Douglas County prosecutors said in court on Tuesday that Nemias Garcia Velasco, 32, was deported in 2009 and 2011 and voluntarily returned to Mexico supposedly five times in 2005. He was convicted of making a false claim to U.S. citizenship in 2005. His bail has been set at $2 million, but is that really a price that you can put on the life of the innocent person that he killed? Prosecutor Ryan Lindbergh in court requested the high bail for the illegal immigrant because he feared the man might flee the country again. Well, yeah, he's such a law abider up to this point. Lindbergh says, if this is someone who bonds out, we will never see Mr. Garcia Velasco again. Actually, this is where I think the prosecutor might be a tad bit wrong. Because he'll pop up again and again and again. Because he doesn't believe that we protect our borders or our citizens. Therefore, Mr. Garcia Velasco believes he can abuse our borders and our citizens. And it's time that we take a stand. I'm Kevin McCullough.